KB4CBA. How you doing today, Kurt?
Man, I'm doing all right. How are you feeling this afternoon? I guess, yeah, it's officially afternoon now.
I'm doing okay, I believe. I actually have somebody calling me on FT8. Imagine that.
Well, you know, it's, I heard it's on life support, but, it's still there, and, keeps us all sharp, I guess. I'm old school, and I like to see, I like the old traditional ways, so I think that's a good thing.
Something new to play with. I tell you, it's, interesting here. I was kind of frustrated because it wasn't working last night. And, but I think I had something set up wrong on the radio here, so I made a change. I'm hoping that's going to fix it.
If you're running a digital radio to get FT8, am I right with that?
T300, it's got the, I don't know what it's called, but it's got the thing built in. You just, all you have to do is plug a cable. It's got a funky plug on it, and then it goes to USB into the computer, and you, I'm trying to do two things at once, and then, you know, I have two screens. I have my computer screen, and I have another old TV that, a 42-inch flat screen that we sat in here, and I'm using it for a monitor, too, so I got this huge screen here I'm looking at. It's really great.
Multi-monitors and larger screens, I saw in a catalog where they have these reinforced braces that will span above and across your desk to hold where you can mount multiple monitors onto. It looks like a real space saver. I think a lot of like work at home daydreamers use that type of equipment.
I guess if my wife would let me, I'd just mount it. I put me a mount in the corner here, nah, she wouldn't go for it. So anyway, I just communicated with France, guy in France, on, let's see, oh, shoot. Oh, on 17 meters, so, I know it's working.
Cool. I'm still sitting on the technician side of HF. I look forward to getting my general soon so I can take a plunge in that world. My fraternity brother is there right now, and he's all into it. And his big thing is Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air, so he's getting a bunch of outdoor you know, rigs and taking like little mini day adventures, and he's telling me his various experiences on, you know, trying to get parks activated and stuff. Sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't done that yet, but he's pretty close to getting me talked into it. This is KO4RMM station ID.
KO4RMM, this is KB4CBA. Well, you hit that right on the nose there, the repeater ID'd right after you did. That was pretty good. I'm still learning, and I want want to go up. Bob ND7J has helped me out a lot with this, and that's really kind of an understatement. But I want to go up and see his setup and see him run his FT8. I think he uses a different software than I do, but anyway, I can still get the general idea. But and he's up just over the state line there in North Carolina. So, we've actually, we've either communicated or seen each other on the FT. I think we communicated. Yeah, we communicated on FTA just to see if we could. And he said, yeah, I was running 500 watts. And I said, yeah, you needed all that power just to get down the mountain.
Funny, my friend that I'm referring to, his name is John. He lives outside of Atlanta, near Roswell. And he's a fraternity brother of mine from Auburn. And he's been involved in amateur radio less time than I have. But I was able to get a friend addicted to something, which was one of my life's goals. So evidently I took a novice or a guy that really didn't, I just floated it out in front of him. I'm not trying to give myself really much credit. I was just saying, hey, John, this stuff I'm studying for sounds like really neat. And you being the tech guy, I'm thinking you might really dig your teeth into this. And for once, I was right. I mean, he passed me, got his technician's license, blew my doors off, then got his general license, and now he's educating me.
No, don't let him blow your doors off there. Just, you can get the general, if I can pass it, anybody can, so. I need to get back studying the extra. I want to go ahead and move up to the extra so I don't have to worry about what frequency I'm on.
Help me out again with your name. I want to say it's Steve, and my second guess would be Dave. Are you Steve or Dave?
David, but you can call me Dave if you want to. I've been called a lot worse.
Very good. He teaches me a little every day, and I'm all too happy to learn it. Because he's married without kids, so he doesn't have, you know, it's just him, his job, and his hobby. And, you know, more power to him. But he's a good friend, a smart guy, and it's nice to learn vicariously through him. KO4RMM.
Yeah, if you want to look me up on QRZ and send me an email, my email address is on there, and I can tell you a little secret about how to pass the general with no sweat.
Certainly open to that. I will look you up on QRZ. So you're KB4 CBA, is that correct?
Sure.
Today he texted me and was telling me about a half wavelength NFED antenna, long wire that works from 10 meters out to, I think, 70 meters or 60 meters one. Dave, it hooks up to what's called a spark plug antenna. It's one of these, he just showed it to me a couple weeks ago. It literally looks like a spark plug. And it uses coax as a balance. It's a really neat little setup.
What's the frequency range again from what to what band to what band?
I think it's that he's quoted either from 10 meters to 60 or 10 meters to 70. I don't really recall what the higher wavelength was.
Okay. Well, I imagine if he'll go to 70, he'll probably get an 80. How long is it?
He said the wire, he said a half, whatever you set it up as, a half wavelength. For my particular property, the most I could do is about, 90 to 100 feet. So that would put me at about 60 meters is the most for me. So I quoted that to him, and he came back and said, well, this one setup would be resonant from 10 to 60 without the need for a tuner.
That's not true.
Yeah, you definitely would have to have a tuner. I've only got 90 feet in my backyard, and I've got a 135-foot Carolina Windham, so it can be done. I mean, I guess with a longer wire if you can. If you can get one, because especially the Windham, it's just great. It's a fantastic antenna. I just contacted England on FTA.
Antenna. There is no wire antenna that is going to be resonant on all of the bands, across the entire band, on all the bands. You're going to need a tuner, absolutely, for sure. And I wasn't sure if you guys are looking for a particular band, because you can build vertical antennas that work very, very well. They're just not multi-band.
Kurt, my Windham covers 6 through 80 meters, so the only HF band really doesn't cover is 160.
That he just sent this all over to me on a brief text message this morning. I haven't done any research or reading on it myself. I'll give him that bit of contrarian advice, and no big deal. I'll just check it out. I am coming up to my physician's building now. I've got a doctor's appointment, gentlemen. And just know that I've enjoyed the talk, and I'll be 73 and clear.
I didn't get your name, but I'm Bob, ND7J, and if I can help, give me a call. I'm up on QRZ. Go ahead, David.
Will you have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Good luck with the antenna. KO4RMM KB4CBA. Go ahead, Bob.
Ideal multi-band wire antenna is really the Windham. They're very versatile, and you can get longer ones or shorter ones depending on what bands you want to cover. But they work very, very well. I actually had two of them up for when I first started in radio. Probably the only reason I took them down was because I put beams up.
Me too, Mom. N0TR.
Multi-band antenna that's resonant across every band from the top of the band to the bottom of the band on all bands, right, Tom? No tuner needed.
I don't know. It's 265 feet long, and that super loop does a fantastic job, Bob. Let me turn this radio down. And I use it as much or more than I do the Windham, but the Windham is an excellent choice. And Dave, you got one of those, don't you, Dave?
And I got to run, guys. The grandson's just arrived, so I got to shut all this down, close it up, lock it up. Unless I don't want to talk on it anymore. Okay. 73 KB4CBA.
I hear you. And yeah, Tom, I forgot about the super loop. I think the Wyndham might be a little bit easier to put up, but both those antennas are good multi-band. But this thought process that you don't need a tuner, that just isn't correct. That's false information.
Yeah, I wondered about that when you said. No, you definitely need a tuner. But I noticed mine's come down a little bit in height. It's still plenty high. But since they built all these new additions up here, I get a lot more noise in on mine than I used to on the long one. But the super loop is oriented in the opposite direction. But, boy, I'll tell you, Bob, you can just about work anything in the world. When I first moved down here, W4DJW put up my first one for me with a slingshot, a giant slingshot. I worked over 1,000 contacts that year on that super loop, and you know what? I hardly do contests at all, so that's quite a few considering probably 10 to 20 contacts that I just cherry-picked, you know.
3 or 4 contests a year, as you know, but I do, and I contest for those, but I also work other contests and cherry pick new countries or new band slots, and I'm doing pretty good on band slots. I'm close to 1,600, give or take, closing in on 1,600 on challenge, so, and for 2022, I've passed 100 slots, and I'm closing in on 100 countries for this year.
I got 1,325, I think, Bob, and I just don't keep track of which ones I need. I just, if I see a station and I hear him good, I work it, and just for fun, I do not keep close enough track, I know, but just for odds and ends, I've done all right. In my old age, in 0TR.
And I don't really keep track per se, other than I watch on Logbook of the World what my challenge score is, and I don't sit there and go, oh, I think I need that one for this slot and that one. I just kind of do the same thing, and the numbers, you know, grow as, I guess, as quickly as they can. But I'm doing pretty good this year. I've already worked some good countries. I've done some sideband and some FT8 this year, so I always enjoy kind of competing with the rest of the club to see, you know, how many countries we can work by the end of the year. Last year I did 192 or something like that, right around 190, 192, something like that.
Standing for sure. Yeah, first of all, I wouldn't know how to figure out what, I just have no idea how to get a challenge point. I just see them pop up now and then when I work someplace. I was talking to one of the Bills the other day, and I know him, but I don't know him personally. Real nice guy, and but I know his name's Bill and was on here. And he had worked Thailand last week, I think it was, on the FDA. And I saw him pop up there, but I don't use FT8, so it really didn't do me any good. I went over there and listened, and it was that computer stuff. But that's a very, very extremely hard portion of the world to get.
I had not a few bands. I don't know that I've worked them this year. I think I saw them on FT8, but I had to leave. I couldn't sit at the desk. When I get home today, I got to get back out there and get my 160-meter antenna back up. I had to cut a tree down, and I needed to pull that wire down to do it. So I need to get up there with the launcher and get my 160-meter up. The folded counterpoise is up and ready. All I got to do is get the antenna up in the trees again, which won't really take a lot other than me getting off my butt and actually going out there and doing it. So maybe today it's a nice day. Leaves are down. Good time to get an antenna in the tree.
Yeah, it would. It's not too bad for you younger guys. It's 45. But all I'm going to do is go out and visit with the chickens here after a while and visit the girls. But, Bob, you ain't missed much. I Well, I look of an evening. I go down and watch a little TV usually, and I just haven't seen much on 160 at all this year.
I work 160 in the morning. I get up about 4 in the morning, and I usually will hop on. On one radio, I'll check in on the one net that I like to check into, the early bird net. And the other radio I use is on 160 FT8 to see what I can work. Tom, I'm pulling into where my dad's staying here to visit him a little bit, so I got to hop off here. You have a wonderful day. Say hello to Bernice, and I'll talk to you soon. 7J73.
Okay, Mom, best wishes for your dad, and that's nice that you take care of him, and good to hear you today. 73's ND7J and 0TR. I'm at Lowe's and clear.
ND7J, clear.
For DJW Mobile.